The Lord's tender heart is pleading with us tonight, heart dwellers. It's September the 8th, 2015, and he had a rather solemn message for us. I had a beautiful time in worship with him, really beautiful time, and we danced for a very long time, and I was wearing my wedding gown, and he was wearing a white suit with an orchid. And he was looking into my eyes so tenderly, and he was saying, I've needed this so badly. I just needed you to come and rest in my arms and dance with me and be with me. I've just needed this so badly. I could tell that he was truly longing for the presence of his bride, a relaxed bride, a bride who was just totally enthralled with him, really longing for that presence. And I think all of us have been so taken up with the blood moons and the Shemitah year and all the other things that we haven't really been paying attention to him the way we should. So I'm going to go ahead and share this message with you, hoping that it will be well received, because I know this is his heart. I know this is him. As I was recounting this message tonight that I got during prayer time, the aroma of pipe tobacco was very, very strong in the room, and we searched every conceivable source, and it wasn't coming from outside. And very often when Holy Spirit is speaking to my heart, he allows this fragrance to enter the room as a confirming sign that it truly is him. And I wanted to be sure that this message was from him totally. So it was very comforting to receive that sign. He began, "Nothing of any significance is going to happen this September, except perhaps that my bride will turn from her ways of filling her mind with false reports and seek me alone with all her heart. That is what I'm hoping for." All these other prognostications were a setup to get her mind off of me. I am tired, so very tired of her drinking from impure wells. I wish with all my heart that her heart and mind were riveted on my hand and on my heart, never again to seek to know those things I do not disclose to her. Oh, how I long for her pure, single-minded, single-hearted devotion and complete abandonment of her needs into my hands, that she would rest in me and cease from her own strivings. This burdens me to no end, and if anything can be accomplished during this month, it is her recognizing the fruitless reckonings of the world and shutting them out only to run after me with all her heart and mind. That is my desire for this month. You see, so many things that were planned I have intercepted and made impossible for the powers that think they be to carry out. So many things. Had she been listening to me and me alone, none of her time would have been wasted on these things. Rather, she would have been more productive for me. Not self-centered, but God-centered. Do you hear me, my bride? Oh, I do so hope you hear me. Come along now. Stop flirting with the world. Return to my pure embrace. Leave your self-seeking and striving behind you. I miss you. I miss the comfort of your arms and your glance and your embrace. I miss you. This is a time when I need comfort from you, but you've been gone chasing after every soothsayer and prognosticator, and now that your striving is fruitless, will you return wholeheartedly to me? When you know me intimately, day by day, you know all you need to know. But pride spurs you on to dig deeper get more details, know more, figure more out, get the news before it's news. Be informed so you can save yourself and your family. Really? Do you think you can save one hair on your head, let alone yourself or your family? Do you think your striving to know and be prepared apart from me will accomplish that end? If this is what you think, you're sadly mistaken. That's why I've called and called and called you back to me. I wanted to save you from the error of your ways, of men's ways, and hold you close to my heart, where all is peaceful and edifying. But no, you've sought the noisy byways and highways of the worldly. So now is the time to turn from your own wisdom, your own strength, your own striving, your own thinking, and embrace me. As you listen to my heartbeat, all that you need to know about me and my world will be disclosed to you with each beat of my heart. Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow. I am counting on you, my bride, to have taken your lesson from these past 2 months. There is one place, and one place alone, suitable for your ears. That is against my chest, listening to every beat. From this place I will nourish, inform, comfort, and prepare. This is all you need. All else is futile. Some of you will not receive this message and continue on in your striving and stressing. I'm sad for you. I've offered you the most sacred place in all the universe, and you instead have chosen the world. Others will indeed hearken to my voice and return to their home in my heart. From this point, I will lead you. You will have need of nothing beyond this. Invest your whole heart in learning to listen, hear, and console me. Be the Marys that have chosen the better part. As you recognize and turn from your ways of chasing the world for the news, I will bless you with a tender and responsive ear to hearken to the purest source, the very beating of my heart. After I finished recording this, it's very interesting, I got a rhema from an internet source that comes up every time I boot onto the internet. And the rhema said, if you are not careful to flee the world, it will soon beguile you. And once you have tasted what the world has to offer, you will no longer have any taste for what God offers. The spouse in the Song of Songs sought her beloved on the streets of Jerusalem and could not find him. Bear in mind that never have you had dealings with the world without being worse off in God's eyes than when you began. And what this brings to mind is simply that there's a fine tuning that goes on when we listen for the voice of the Spirit. And it's a very, very fine tuning. It's so different than the din and the noisiness of the world. So if you're accustomed to receiving from the noisiness of the world, when you hear the quietness and the stillness of the Spirit, it's going to be very difficult to recognize that something is being said to you. So as we cultivate that tender ear, listening to the very subtle voice of the Spirit and of the Lord's heart, as we cultivate that, we move further and further away from worldly sources that are so loud and overbearing, But if you continue on to receive from those loud worldly sources, then your ear is not sensitive enough to really hear the Lord in his still small voice. So in all things, we should strive to purify the source, what we hear from. Purify that source and listen only to the Lord's heart. The Lord bless you all.